booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is almost Friday. I'm Frank Morano. This is the 77 WABC Early News.
Frank Morano, not to be confused with Frank the Alien, who you can see in all of his glory on my Instagram, Juliet Huddy TV, or at the 77 WABC Early News Instagram. I did a little tour with him around the building.
I want to thank our owner, John Katsimatidis, for gifting this alien to me.
Oh.
And I don't know where we're going to keep him.
I think he should be kept right here.
But you know what's going to happen is we're going to keep him here, and then one day the governor or the mayor will be coming in, and everybody will be getting all buttoned up and say, oh, we got to clean up everything, and they'll move him somewhere.
We have to be authentic, Frank. If the governor, if the mayor have a problem with our authentic behavior, then they're not welcome here.
Well, I think we should keep him here, but
all right.
I think the powers that be may think differently.
All right. Well, we shall see. All right. Here is what you are going to be talking about around the water cooler today. I think more details in the sixth Cuomo accuser coming out. Also, Buckingham Palace extending the olive branch to Meghan and Harry, but St. James and Kensington palaces, that is a different story. Also, part two of my favorite pet-friendly hotels. Today, we finish up with Chicago and New York City in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. And Sid Rosenberg is going to have a field day with this one. Is bald really beautiful?
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's a new study out with some explosive results. I'll have them for you coming up before Sid Sports at 5:14.
And at 5:07, it is time for traffic and transit on the sevens. Here's Joe Nolan.
We're going to start in the Morristown area, right around exit 30 on 287 at North Maple Avenue. Northbound, an accident investigation. Tractor trailer went off the roadway in the middle of the night. They're in the process of getting that out of the way. Staten Island bound horizontal, lower level. Again, that road work continues. And on the Jersey Turnpike, 45 is the posted speed limit between 8A and 14 because of the fog that is around. And alternate side of the street parking is in effect. The supportive service of Exergen. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking your temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, here is our weather report. Today, we're going to get up to 67 degrees.
What?
Yeah, we're going to have cloudy skies early in the day and then partly cloudy this afternoon, which means we should have some sun. The winds aren't going to be bad. So, you know, it'll be a decent day. It's only going to get down to about 54 degrees tonight. We may have some showers overnight, but they will clear away by Friday morning. We'll have clouds in the morning and then afternoon sun. High of 63 Friday. Saturday, okay, we got 50 degrees, pretty much straight up 50 with a big blob of sun. Winds around 11 miles an hour, so it's going to be maybe a little breezy. Then on Sunday, 55 degrees. It warms up, but we do have mostly sunny skies, but winds do kick up to about 17 miles an hour. So, I mean, it's going to be chilly, I have a feeling. It's not going to be this nice, warm, toasty day. Any of these days, really.
Well, today will be nice.
See, yeah, it'll be nice. I mean, unfortunately, we're going to have clouds, but hopefully the sun will peek out. Monday, mostly sunny skies, but we're going to go down to 42. So we're going to start to see some chilling temperatures again, unfortunately.
Right. Well, coming up, I will tell you what polls suggest is America's favorite pizza topping. The result may surprise you. Then again, it may not. Okay. We'll be right back here on the 77 WABC Early News.
Rudy Giuliani here. The only way to beat socialism is with gold. Socialists can't redistribute your wealth if it's in the form of gold. Rudy Giuliani here to tell you about a precious metal company that can help you protect and diversify your portfolio by setting up self-directed IRAs. In business for over 20 years with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, it's monetary gold. So if Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks and 403bs, and raises corporate taxes, what do you do? When corporate taxes go up, the stock market comes down. Gold went from $700 to $1,900 under the last Democratic president within the first 2 years. Bank of America predicts gold to hit $3,000 in the next year. Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Protect your future. Call now, 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Or monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertisers' site for details.
This is the WABC Early News.
46 degrees in the city. It's going to go up to 67 with partly cloudy skies. And let's get to some headlines, Frank, shall we? The sixth woman to accuse Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment is actually currently working in the executive mansion. The Times Union of Albany reporting that her issue, her incident, happened late last year after she says that Cuomo asked her to come up to his office to help with his cell phone. The unnamed woman, as of now, says the pair were alone together after he closed the door. She says he reached under her blouse and fondled her. He is vehemently denying the allegation, saying it is, quote, gut-wrenching.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see how people react to this one. So far, the reaction from the governor has been, we're going to wait and see what the investigation says. Who knows how long that investigation is going to take, but it'll certainly be interesting. Well, the results are in. Survey says, pile on the pepperoni. Turns out pizza lovers like to keep things classic. A survey by the Harris Poll finds people are more than twice as likely to choose pepperoni over sausage or other popular options.
Totally.
Out of 2,000 people, 80% said pepperoni goes with pizza like peanut butter goes with jelly.
Uh-huh.
This comes a month after another poll found anchovies to be the least favorite topic.
Stop manhandling Frank the Alien, Sid, you perv. all right. British media, Frank, the actual human being, is blaming the Duchess of Sussex for ousting Piers Morgan from Good Morning Britain. The controversial host was slammed by tens of thousands of viewers after calling Meghan Markle a liar after Sunday night's bombshell Oprah interview. Multiple outlets now reporting that the Duchess filed an official complaint with Good Morning Britain's parent company, ITV, saying she wasn't upset that he was slamming her, but she was more worried about how his comments could affect people dealing with mental health issues. Markle told Oprah that she was suicidal during her time as a working royal. Morgan, ever the bombast, tripled down, insisting that Harry and Meghan's interview was contemptible. Meantime, Morgan's fans have launched three separate campaigns to get him back on air. And even some of his folks, his colleagues, are saying, yeah, we definitely want him back. He is authentic. He's big-hearted. He just happens to be a big mouth.
That he does. All right. Well, New York City's restaurant owners are hopeful following Governor Cuomo's most recent announcement that indoor dining can soon go up to 50%. The change goes into effect March 19th, which is the same day New Jersey's indoor dining capacity increases to 50%, while Connecticut's that same day moves to 100%. And that same day, restaurants outside the city will be allowed to operate at 75%. New York City Hospitality Alliance saying they're keeping an eye on expanding in the future. But for now, the most recent announcement and the promise of federal restaurant relief has created a lot of optimism.
All right. The next cancellation group, I'm going to tell you who it is when we come back. Sid Sports also up next.
Rudy Giuliani here. Are you prepared for higher taxes, less benefits, and less money overall? If Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs, is your portfolio protected? Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Protect your future. Call now, 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Or monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertisers' site for details.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
All right. The next target of cancellation, guys with no hair. According to researchers, there's a new report out, Sid.
Yeah.
And the next target of cancellation might be you. That's because a new report shows society stigmatizes hair loss. According to the researchers behind this study, society considers bald people less attractive, dirty, less likely to get a job, Sid. In fact, Said study claims almost 30% of those in society say a bald person looks sick compared to a picture of the same person just with hair. And what say you to this?
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I shaved my head about 2 years ago, and I've never been told more how sexy I am since I've shaven my head completely bald.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Look, a shaved head is much more sexy than a guy that has a little floofs.
Oh, that's
and
gross.
And just trying to hold on to that last bastion.
Or the thick hair on the sides.
Oh.
Now, it does help to be tan and in good shape and all that stuff, obviously. But bald guys are incredibly sexy.
I agree.
Well, you know, I
mean,
Bruce Willis is bald, right? Isn't he?
The Rock is bald.
The Rock, right.
Jason Statham. I mean,
come on, people.
Come on,
please.
Study.
Well, what are studies suggesting about what's happening in the world of sports?
Well, let's start with the Rangers. This is quite a story. Their best player, Panarin, left the team a couple of weeks ago when he claimed, or at least the allegation was that Putin was after him, some coach in Russia was after him, and he just left the team. Now, the Rangers find themselves 7 points behind the Boston Bruins for that last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division, and they play the Boston Bruins tonight. They could really use their best player, Panarin, on the ice. And the good news is, he'll be there. Here's Christian Arnold with the latest.
The Breadman is back. Artemi Panarin returned to practice on Wednesday with the New York Rangers. The Rangers star had stepped away from the team for the past 2.5 weeks after unsubstantiated claims out of Russia claimed that Panarin had assaulted an 18-year-old woman in Latvia in 2011. The allegations are considered to be politically motivated due to his open criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
But obviously, he's ready to go physically. He's just been started skating, so... You know, I want to focus on moving forward here. We're excited to have him back. The guys certainly are rejuvenated having him around, and was happy to see him on the ice.
Panarin is considered to be day-to-day and will not play tonight when the Rangers take on the Boston Bruins. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Islanders never lose anymore. Never. They'll host the Devils tonight. NBA, Frank and Juliet, it was exactly 1 year ago today. 365 years ago today, the NBA shut down because of COVID. You may remember Rudy Gobert out in Utah with the Jazz. Now, a year later, the league seems to be thriving again, especially on Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, where the Nets are one of the best teams in the NBA. Blake Griffin going to make his Net debut tonight as the Nets host the Boston Celtics. And Knickerbockers are back, too, in Milwaukee against the Bucks. Big East basketball yesterday. Georgetown, Butler, and DePaul all get victories. The big one for me today comes up at 3 o'clock this afternoon when St. John's takes on Seton Hall. 4 games in all, starting at noon with Villanova, Georgetown. The nightcap at 9 p.m. features UConn taking on DePaul. And finally, a big Yankee injury a few days ago. Their big lefty out of the bullpen, Zach Britton, bone chips in his elbow. And the big Yankee reliever Britton talked about the injury yesterday.
You know, it was a few hours after I had thrown that bullpen. I forgot the day. Not during it, but afterwards. Just, you know, was feeling stiff. But, yeah, no, to answer your question, no, I didn't think it was going to be anything serious. I mean, it's really not that serious in the scheme of things, but it needs to be taken care of.
He may be out till at least mid-June. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg, and this is the WABC Early News.
517, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
We're going to start in the Morristown area, right around exit 30 on 287 at North Maple Avenue, northbound. An accident investigation. Tractor trailer went off the roadway in the middle of the night. They're in the process of getting that out of the way. Staten Island bound horizontal, lower level. Again, that road work continues. And on the Jersey Turnpike, 45 is the posted speed limit between 8 A and 14 because of the fog that is around. And alternate side of the street parking is in effect. The supportive service of Exergen. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking your temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Oh, Sid, this is all for you. Roblox going public. We're going to give you the update on that. Plus, hotels where you and your dog are the VIPs. Your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40.
The truth behind the BS.
I turn you guys on to get the truth.
Wake up with Bernie and Sid in the morning. Weekdays, 6:30 to 10.
I just want to say you guys are doing a great job.
Streaming on the 77 WABC mobile app.
Janine Pirro here. Have you prepared yourself for higher taxes, less benefits, less money? Do you want your hard earnings to be spread among those who choose not to work? protect your portfolio and future. Beat this now with gold. Get yourself a free gold guide from Monetary Gold. Go to monetarygold.com. That's monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertisers' site for details.
This is the WABC Early News.
520, this is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Moreno. Well, it was an interesting day on Wall Street yesterday. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial soared 464 points. The S&P 500 gained 23, and the NASDAQ fell into the red at the last minute to end lower by 5. But the story of most interest to Sid Rosenberg's son is the video game platform Roblox is being valued at $45 billion after going public. Last year, Roblox posted revenue of just under $1 billion. Shares of Roblox began trading on Wall Street Wednesday and quickly jumped up to over $69 a share, surging 55%. The platform, where players create their own worlds and can play a variety of games, has become popular with preteens during the pandemic, and it's free to download on phones and consoles, Juliet.
All right, WABC Early News Time, 5:21. Coming up in my Jet Set, Juliet, travel update at 5:40. Excuse me, if you don't want to pay cash or credit next time you stay at this hotel chain, no problem. Well, then how are you supposed to pay? The surprising answer at 5:40. But first, let's head over to the news desk for Deb's News Minute. Hey, Deb.
Juliet. All right, Juliet, 43, a little foggy, and that is expected to burn off mid-morning. So indoor capacity at New Jersey's and New York City restaurants, that is increasing to 50% capacity. That happens March 19th. Meanwhile, there's financial help for struggling New York City business owners under the new federal stimulus package. Janelle Davis heads the SBA in New York City. He says $28.6 million is earmarked for New York City.
It will save jobs of the working people who staff them, and it will keep the heart and soul of our neighborhoods alive.
Businesses needing more information asked to call 888-SBS4NYC. Well, surprisingly, 51% of COVID-19 cases in New York City are actually variant strains. Dr. Jay Varma is a senior advisor at CHU New York City Hall. He said yesterday,
very important, our preliminary analysis does not show that this new strain, B1526, causes more severe illness or reduces the effectiveness of vaccines.
Dr. Varma, the city's health commissioner, advising people to continue to adhere to strict social distancing. All right, Dow futures in the green. The Dow futures are up 464 points, 46, a bit foggy, cloudy skies. Juliet has your full Ramsey Subaru Weather Center forecast.
Thank you, ma'am. It's 46 degrees in Manhattan. We're going to go up to about 67 degrees today. Cloudy skies early in the day and then partly cloudy this afternoon. Why don't they just say some sun this afternoon? That just sounds much more hopeful. That makes me just feel more excited for the day, Frank.
Well, I'm with you.
All right. Partly cloudy skies this evening, and we're going to have some occasional showers throughout the overnight. By Friday, tomorrow, we're going to have 63 degrees with some clouds in the morning and then afternoon sun, which is great. Saturday, 50 degrees, sunny skies, big sunny skies, lots of sun, abundant sun, but some breeze. So it might feel a little bit chillier. Sunday, we're going to have 55 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Winds are going to kick up a bit to about 17 miles an hour. By Monday, as we head into the work week, we'll have sunny skies and 42 degrees. We'll probably stay in the 40s next week. May get lucky if things change, as they are wont to do.
At least it's warm. That's no snow.
Exactly. But we have had snowstorms in March.
I know. You keep pointing that out.
I mean, it's just important. I don't want people to get too comfy.
Understandable. All right. Well, New York State is set to receive more than $12 billion from the American Rescue Plan. Mayor de Blasio is praising members of Congress, mentioning Nancy Pelosi and members of New York's Democratic congressional delegation, as well as Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand. The $1.9 trillion spending package passed the House yesterday, with local municipalities expected to get hundreds of millions of dollars in aid. The mayor called the plan the most progressive legislation passed since FDR's New Deal, adding it will kickstart an economic recovery.
Okay, some COVID things that I found very interesting. Did you have COVID? No? Are you sure? The folks down at Emory University just wrapped up the largest antibody testing study in months. They sent test kits to Americans and found out that at least 1 in 8 of us had COVID by October. That was a lot higher than we initially thought. So what does that mean? Well, it likely means that we could be closer to herd immunity than experts thought, which is great news. Also interesting, a lot of folks who were shocked when they went to get a test, they were feeling totally fine, but they tested positive. You know, they weren't experiencing any symptoms. And this happened to quite a few people. But researchers have found that nearly 1 in 3 of these people who were asymptomatic at first ended up with symptoms like shortness of breath and extreme fatigue. And in fact, 3 months after testing positive, those people were still feeling the effects. The University of California study suggesting there's really no way for us to know who is going to have lingering effects. And some of these effects, they can range from, the breathing difficulties to brain fog, to heart palpitations. There is a lot of stuff that we're concerned about. A lot of these sort of latent symptoms that seem to pop up later.
Mm. Well, the New York City Department of Corrections is looking for a man who was accidentally released from Rikers Island. The NYPD says they're actively searching for 26-year-old Christopher Bugs, who was accused of second-degree murder. Officials say a mistake in paperwork led to Bugs's release on Monday. Bugs's mugshot shows him with a scar on his face and a dollar sign tattoo on his neck.
Well, Mumford is one son less. The English folk rockers Mumford and Sons announcing the departure of longtime band member Winston Marshall. Apparently, the banjo player had created some tension of late with his bandmates over his extreme right-wing political views, which, okay, free speech and all. But they're a band that's kind of geared towards the left, and the group was becoming increasingly annoyed with Marshall. It all came to a head recently when Banjo Boy publicly endorsed a hardcore right-wing author. Fans, folk music fans, went ballistic, accusing him of supporting fascism, and now he must take his banjo elsewhere. But don't worry, he's the son of Sir Paul Marshall, a vocal advocate of Brexit, who was also worth billions.
Oh, well, he'll be fine. 527, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Town area, right around exit 30 on 287 at North Maple Avenue, northbound, an accident investigation. Tractor trailer went off the roadway in the middle of the night, and they're in the process of getting that out of the way. Staten Island bound Verrazano, lower level. Again, that road work continues. And on the Jersey Turnpike, 45 is the posted speed limit between 8A and 14 because of the fog that is around. And alternate side of the street parking is in effect. The supportive service of Exergen. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking your temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, 528, what's going on in terms of things, Julia?
Oh, all right. Well, we're going to be going over to the news desk momentarily. Also, Jet Set Juliet, we're going to tell you about the best pet-friendly hotels in our area. Let's head over to Deb.
As Majesty's uncle. All right, now what's trending from the 787 WABC early news desk. 46, fog out there, expected to burn off mid-morning. A sixth woman now has come forward alleging sexual harassment claims against New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo.
The Albany Times Union is reporting a source close to the accuser said the governor allegedly groped her last year. The woman was reportedly called to the governor's mansion to help resolve a problem with the phone, but then said while they were alone, Cuomo allegedly put his hand under her blouse. Responding to the newspaper report, Cuomo called the allegation gut-wrenching, adding he has never done anything like this. The governor says he's confident in the outcome of the attorney general's report. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
The body of a missing 26-year-old Troy, New York woman found in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle by a tow truck operator yesterday. That in the Wakefield section of Queens. That vehicle belongs to the woman's boyfriend. Tina Fowler is the victim's aunt. She was on scene yesterday.
She got in my car and took me where he said she jumped out in Astoria. Took me and my family. He sat in my back seat behind me. I don't understand how he did that.
An investigation is ongoing. This woman identified as Destiny Smothers. She disappeared some 4 months ago following a night of bowling in Woodside, all part of her birthday celebration. Well, New York City's Mayor de Blasio on Wednesday applauding New York Governor Cuomo's announcement that persons age 60 and up now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine.
You can get vaccinated. That's good news for so many hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers and for government workers who interact with the public, who work with the public directly.
And that happens March 17th. Public workers can be vaccinated almost anywhere. The only exception, pharmacies, vaccinating only those 60 and age up, and teachers. Dow futures in the green. Fox National headlines are next.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. President Biden says he'll sign the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill into law tomorrow.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi says middle and lower income families will benefit from $1,400 stimulus checks, extended unemployment insurance, and child tax credits, as well as money for vaccine distribution and $300 billion for state and local governments.
It just throws out money without accountability.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy sees the bill as a bailout for blue states.
Fox's Jared Halperin. And SpaceX successfully launches another Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral this morning.
Ignition and liftoff.
The rocket's carrying another batch of Starlink broadband satellites into orbit. The first stage of the Falcon 9 rocket landing safely on a drone ship in the Atlantic. America's listening to Fox News.
Rudy Giuliani here, preparing you for higher taxes, less benefits, and less money overall. Have you considered protecting your portfolio if Biden eliminates tax deductions for contributions to IRAs, 401ks, and 403bs? Call Monetary Gold right now for your free gold guide. Protect your future. Call now, 888-204-2141. That's 888-204-2141. Or MonetaryGold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertiser site for details.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hey, everybody. It is 5:32 and it is 46 degrees out, going up to 67 degrees today. I'm Juliet Huddy along with Frank Morano. By the way, cryptocurrency is now being accepted here. Going to tell you where in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40.
And
yes,
why don't we do some headlines?
I'd love
then,
to
Juliet.
Do that. I'm going to tell you about something that I think is pretty interesting. Mark Zuckerberg has some brilliant ideas. Facebook, obviously, being one of them. But this one I'm not so sure about, Frank. He says that he thinks smart glasses, which are those, you know, bulky, weird-looking masks that you look into to see really cool, wild things in places. He thinks by 2030, we could have technology that allows us to put a pair of these smart glasses on. Again, this is 2030. And teleport into other people's homes and offices and basically wherever you want. He says he thinks it'll be so realistic that it will help tackle climate change because we're not going to feel the need anymore to sit in the gondola in a Venetian canal or actually be in the Louvre in Paris. We could just pretend like we're there.
Well, I mean, it'll be interesting. I'm not sure it has the same experience for people.
I would definitely say no.
Well, speaking of travel, and everyone seems to be okay, thankfully, after an American Airlines jet had to make an emergency landing last night. This happened at JFK due to what investigators say was a hydraulic issue. Flight 2124 was heading from Reagan Airport in Washington to LaGuardia at the time. The plane landed safely around 7 p.m.
Well, back to the Zuckerberg thing. He thinks that we can combat climate change with tricked out goggles. The U.S. Army is hoping to use them in war. It's developing high tech goggles that, this is so crazy, that let soldiers see through armored vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah. Leaders say it'll help to, quote, address capability gaps in the dismounted close combat force. Whatever that means. They'll start to see prototypes sometime this summer, as a matter of fact.
That will be wild.
Isn't that crazy?
It's also wild when you look at a very popular fast food chain that is soon coming to New York City. Sonic is being talked about, not being talked about, apparently it's confirmed, the Real Deal, the publication The Real Deal, is reporting that Sonic is taking over a three-story building on 6th Avenue near 36th Street. The Midwest franchise is known for its burgers, shakes, and drive-through options, and it will soon be in Manhattan.
Yeah, I mean, I used to go there in college, and that was a thing. It was like something out of the 50s where you pull up and they bring you your little thing. But it's not some standout burger or anything. It's just more convenient.
People get really excited about it.
It's where the kids who live in towns that have one stoplight, that's where they hang out.
I see. Okay.
So that's why it's so popular there. I don't know that it's going to be hugely popular here, but who knows? Myriad industries have taken a hit during the pandemic, including ours. In fact, layoffs have beaten records this year for the media industry. The latest outlet to implode, the Huffington Post. The site was taken over by BuzzFeed back in February, and with that, often, as we know, comes cuts. Executives say they're restructuring, and that includes laying off 47 U.S. employees and the complete shuttering of HuffPost Canada.
That is sad. Well, fans of the sitcom Friends can enjoy a new ice cream based on the hit 90s show. Serendipity Brands announced they have created a flavor called Central Perk Album Fudge. The flavor, named after the famous coffee shop from the show, will feature mocha almond-flavored ice cream filled with chocolate-covered almonds and fudge swirls. The new treat comes as a part of the brand's new partnership with Warner Brothers Consumer Products. They've also recently added flavors based on Caddyshack and A Christmas Story. The Friends-based ice cream is now available in supermarkets across the country.
All right, the Oscars are upon us. If you're like me, the idea of watching another Zoom award show, even the Academy Awards, the creme de la creme, is just not that appealing. But there could be a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. Deadline is reporting that the Academy is considering bringing the show to Union Station in Los Angeles. If you're not familiar with it, it's a massive and historic spot. It's quite beautiful, actually. ABC is carrying the event, and apparently they're down with this idea. The crazy thing is the show is April 25th, so it's just over a month away. Nominations are out Monday, but right now, we don't know where it's going to be. We don't know if there's a host. We don't know who the host would be, obviously. Will there be an in-person crowd? Will they wear masks? So stay tuned.
Wow.
It's like, how are they going to get all this together in a little over a month?
Well, what are they doing in terms of nominations on Monday? They're going to just read them?
Yeah, that's what they normally do. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting. At least we'll have a month to watch all the movies. 5:37, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Delays northbound on 287 coming up to exit 30 North Maple Avenue. That's in the Morristown area. The two left lanes are out. An accident investigation tractor trailer ended up off the roadway and in the process of investigating that. Now, if you're on the Hutch on the southbound side of the drawbridge, an accident with an overturned vehicle. All lanes are shut down there, and the northbound left lane out as well. Now, Staten Island bound Verrazano Bridge, that lower level road work that's there pretty much every day is there again today, so you can't use the lower level getting over to Staten Island. Jersey Turnpike, 45, the posted speed limit from 8A to 14 with fog and alternate side is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
You know, I know Sid signed some new deal. I mean, could he perhaps be the newest member of the $100 billion club?
Stay tuned to find out.
All right. And also, coming up before Sid Sports, we're going to talk about something that I'm fascinated about. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I know Sid loves this. You're gonna get into this.
No,
I'm gonna do
a Piers Morgan and leave.
The latest on Erica Jane's ex-husband.
Janine Pirro here to tell you about a precious metal company that will help you protect and diversify your portfolio and set up self-directed IRAs. Monetary Gold. They're in business for over 20 years with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. You can actually beat socialism with gold. If our current president raises corporate taxes and the stock market comes down, are you prepared? I'm telling you, you need to check out Monetary Gold. Gold went from $700 to $1,900 under the last Democratic president within the first 2 years. Bank of America predicts gold to hit $3,000 in the next year. To summarize, are you actually ready for higher taxes, less benefits, and money overall? Pick up the phone right now for your free gold guide at 888-204-2141. 888-204-2141 or monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products or any of their claims. Check advertisers' site for details.
This This is the WABC Early News.
Warren Buffett joined the ranks of an ultra-exclusive club yesterday as his fortune jumped almost $2 billion to $100.4 billion. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, that makes him just the sixth member of the $100 billion club. The Berkshire Hathaway chairman joins the likes of tycoons such as Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk. Juliet.
Shocking. All right, time for your Jet Set Julia travel update. Some news first. The Kessler Collection is the latest hotel group to jump on the cryptocurrency bandwagon. They'll accept several different options, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin. Executives say the move is effective immediately at all eight of their properties, and some of those properties include Beaver Creek Lodge in Colorado, Casa Monica Resort and Spa in St. Augustine, Florida, which is a gorgeous place, the Elliott Park Hotel in Minneapolis. Okay, so well,
I just pointed out the interesting thing about that is that unlike the other cryptocurrencies that you mentioned, Ethereum and Bitcoin, Dogecoin started out
Dogecoin
as a joke.
Oh.
And it was a social media joke.
Really?
And now it's actually a currency that businesses are accepting.
Well, it shows you how familiar I am with it since I call it Dogecoin. Dogecoin. Okay. As I told you yesterday, I'm the proud mother of a Yorkie puppy, and all I can think about is how I want to take her on vacation with us. Luckily, there are a few properties that not only allow dogs, they welcome them passionately. Here are my top picks for pooch-friendly spots near us. I told you yesterday about the Lion Hotel in D.C. and the Liberty and 15 Beacon in Boston. Today, we're covering Chicago and New York City. If you're heading out to Chicago, check out the Virgin, as in Richard Branson's Virgin.
Ah.
You sickos. It's been voted the best hotel in Chicago by Condé Nast for 2020, and their pet policy is one of many reasons why. My little Winnie will love the special doggy bed and treats, as well as the personalized bandana. They have exclusive rooms set aside for pets and their moms and dads, each marked by a porcelain doggy statue at the door, just letting everybody know there's a dog inside. They're even naming the rooms after some of their favorite four-legged visitors. They have a yappy hour, puppies who lunch menu, and they even throw dogs birthdays, and prices start at $150 a night. Now, you're not allowed to walk your dog on the actual High Line, but the hotel named after the raised green space makes up for it plenty. The High Line Hotel down in Chelsea has a garden and a patio space, both very popular with locals and their pets, and they love meeting new friends from out of state or other local little friends. The garden even offers doggy brew. I'm not sure if it's beer or coffee. Mm. But either way, you won't drink alone if you stay there, and the rooms start at $230 a night. I also love the Crosby Street Hotel in Soho. This is actually one of my favorite hotels in the world. It's like something out of London. It's very boutique-y. It's also a no-fee-for-pets hotel, although the rooms are pretty penny. They start around $600, but you're allowed to leave them in the room unattended. Just to note, call ahead. Don't rely on me because things can change, and keep in mind some hotels allow you to leave your pet in the room unattended, but others do not, and it's really important that you know that before you book. Finally, Sid, Tom Girardi,
yes,
the husband or ex-husband of Erica Jane.
Yeah, they got divorced.
Of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Apparently, he has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, that's his excuse. He just got disbarred yesterday.
Yes, I know. The doctor in his conservatorship case says he's telling the L.A. court that his client's health is declining. And he's facing a lot of lawsuits and obviously this apparently ugly divorce from Erica Jane.
It's, one of the lawsuits is really ugly. Stealing money from victims of an air crash.
Yeah.
He's 81 years old. He had quite a run, but it turns out he's a pretty skeevy guy.
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
I could have told you that. But, yeah, so Erica Jane's got to be just loving life right now. Or that flying around on the jets and showing off her, you know, dollar bills might not be
so
prevalent in her life.
No, she got hit hard in the COVID, too, because don't forget, she finally had the opportunity to live out her lifelong dream, Erica. She she was the star in
Chicago.
She was on for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they shut it down.
Yeah.
I don't like her, so.
I'm not a fan of her either.
Yeah.
She's too harsh.
Kind of douchey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There you go.
Word of the day.
I guess so. I concur.
Yeah, not my favorite.
All right. Well, at 5:45, what's happening in the world of sports, Sid?
Well, let's go to baseball, Frank and Juliet, and we'll go to the Mets. You know, Mets having a little bit of issue here with Carlos Carrasco. He may be the number two starter behind Jacob DeGrom, but much like Zach Britton with the Yankees, he's got some elbow issues. They're going to shut it down now for a couple of days. So keep an eye on Mets starter Carlos Carrasco, 34 years old, cancer survivor, COVID survivor, and now having elbow issues. But there's another story coming from Met Camp, and here's our very own Christian Arnold with the details.
Sometimes even major leaguers just want to have fun. The New York Mets were captured on video practicing their World Series celebration after a game of 27 outs during Wednesday's practice in Port St. Lucie. Now, 27 outs is a simple drill that is practiced at every level of baseball in which teams try to record 27 outs straight without committing any sort of error. And the Mets put their own spin on the final out. Dominic Smith said that they were just trying to put some positive energy into the air.
I believe in putting, you know, great things and positive things into the universe, and I feel like it's, you know, more likely to happen. So that was great that, you know, our coach, you know, Tony, he set up a situation, and we kind of went through that, and it's just fun. It kind of gave me chills.
The New York Mets are back in spring training action tonight when they take on the Houston Astros. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. Let's go to the Yankees. They beat the Pirates last night because of a monster three-run home run by Giancarlo Stanton. Now, in his fourth year with the Yankees, the former Marlins superstar hasn't exactly panned out, but he says he's ready to go on spring training numbers. They don't mean much.
I'm expected to produce the best that I can and to be out there on the field. So I think that's the starter. And I'm not really worried about the numbers that come if I'm out there.
365 days ago today, folks. 1 year ago today, the NBA shut down. It's back, and now we're getting ready for an NBA second half. The Nets back at home tonight as the two seed behind Philadelphia. They'll host Boston. Still no Kevin Durant. No timetable on his return from the hamstring injury. No Blake Griffin either. Knickerbockers in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks, and they're talking trades. Hockey tonight, Rangers get Panarin back, but he's not ready. They'll be in Boston taking on the Bruins, and the Islanders will host the Devils. And finally, Big East basketball at the Garden. Georgetown, Butler, and DePaul all win last night. Four games today. The first one at 12 features Villanova taking on Georgetown. The nightcap at 9 has DePaul taking on UConn. But the big one, St. John's taking on Joe Nolan, Seton Hall Pirates. That comes your way at 3 o'clock. And, of course, everybody in New York wants St. John's to win. Sorry, Joe Nolan. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
Speaking of Joe Nolan, dedicated Seton Hall fan, he's got all your traffic and transit information. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, getting some movement on the Hutch southbound coming down to the drawbridge. The accident with the overturned vehicle had all lanes closed. It looks like at least one is open now as you come southbound. We also have a problem in Morristown, northbound on 287 at exit 30. Tractor trailer went off the roadway. An accident investigation is ongoing. Two left lanes are going to be out as you come on up to that one. Now on the Jersey Turnpike, the Western Spur at 18W, disabled in the left lane. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. This report is a service of Exergen. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking your temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, from your Ramsey Subaru Weather Center, today it's going to be 67 degrees. We'll have cloudy skies early in the day, and then we'll have some sun peek out this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy skies will give way to occasional showers, so be prepared for that. But the showers will go away. We'll have some clouds in the morning, Friday morning, with some afternoon sun, a high of 63 degrees. Saturday, 50, and bright sunny skies. By Sunday, we'll have 55 degrees. It'll be mostly sunny, but we will have some gusty winds up to 17 miles an hour. And then heading into the work week, 42 degrees with mostly sunny skies. It is 46 in Manhattan again, getting up to 67 degrees and some mix of sun and clouds today.
Janine Pirro here. Do you realize your hard earnings could be given to those who choose not to work? Have you thought about preparing yourself for higher taxes, less benefits, less money? Judge Janine here. If tax deductions are eliminated and corporate taxes are raised, the stock market comes down. Protect your portfolio and future now with gold. Get yourself a free gold guide from monetarygold.com. That's monetarygold.com.
77 WABC does not endorse or evaluate advertisers' products nor any of their claims. Check advertisers' site for details.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
5:50, this is the WABC Early News. Well, do you like marijuana? If so, you may be wanting to take a trip south, because last night, lawmakers in Mexico approved a bill to legalize recreational marijuana. This is a milestone for the country, which is, as we know, in the throes of a major drug war. And this could become the world's largest cannabis market, legal cannabis market. And this, for our purposes, would leave the United States between two pot-selling neighbors, Canada to the north and Mexico to the south. The vote in Mexico's lower house, the Chamber of Deputies, was 369 to 129. It came more than 2 years after the Mexican Supreme Court ruled that the country's ban on recreational marijuana was unconstitutional, and more than 3 years after the country legalized medical marijuana.
All right, some entertainment news. Matthew McConaughey, governor? It is not a movie role. The actor and tried and true Texan says he is considering a run for the top spot. Seriously considering a run. Now, he is an Austin guy, so he's obviously familiar with the Capitol. He knows a lot of people, a lot of powerful people in the state. And, you know, Reagan, Ventura, Schwarzenegger, Trump. Crazier things have happened.
Sonny Bono.
Yes, very true. Meantime, actress Stacey Dash wants you to know she's sorry. The former Fox News pundit and Trump cheerleader has announced she is turning not only on Trump, but on politics and Fox News, accusing the network of typecasting her as the angry black woman, which is a little confusing to me since she's certainly aware that Fox News is not a TV show or a movie. It's a conservative cable news outlet. Anyway, the former Clueless star says she's sorry for making the right-wing comments she made during her Fox stint.
Well, that is very interesting.
That is.
Will we see her turning up on MSNBC anytime soon?
Well, she's got to know it is a cable news outwork that leans to the left. Mm. It is not a movie, nor is it a television show.
Well, we'll see what they cast her as. Maybe they cast her as a white moderate. As losses climb, one of the world's most famous art museums is considering selling art despite pushback from fans and experts alike. Individuals sell art all the time to raise funds, but New York City's Metropolitan Museum of Art is now thinking about selling several pieces to address the staggering pandemic revenue loss, estimated to be by some to be $150 million. Museums can now temporarily direct proceeds from sales towards upkeep and salaries, which other museums have already done, even though this would be a pretty significant departure for the Museum of Modern Art.
Well, it's not a museum. It is a palace, but Buckingham Palace can't catch a break these days, although you can go on some tours. Stinging criticism coming from all sides, obviously. Now, victims of dead pedo Jeffrey Epstein are calling the royals out. Gloria Allred reps about 20 accusers. She says the monarchy is trying to distract the world from Prince Andrew's drama by making a big to-do out of bullying accusations against Meghan Markle. Some of the women who are pedophile Jeffrey Epstein accusers said, hey, you're stripping the Duchess of her titles and investigating her and making a public spectacle about her. But yet when it comes to Randy Andy, who had a long and disturbing friendship with Epstein, it's bloody crickets.
It definitely does sound inconsistent, mm-hmm. at the very least. And it's no surprise pet parents love to dress up their cats and dogs. Am I right?
Well, I mean, Winnie is very small, and it is winter, so I do put a sweater
okay.
on her.
Okay, well, now you can add pigs to that list, Juliet. A Florida woman started the company Snort Life after her Rosie grew to 200 pounds, busting out of doggy outfits. Doreen Burke says she realized custom clothes were needed only 6 months after adopting her pet pig. So she watched videos and taught herself how to sew. So far, the 44-year-old has made clown and cowboy costumes, cop uniforms, motorcycle jackets, and tuxedos for weddings.
Well, that sounds adorable. My mom dresses her dogs, their chihuahuas, but Gomez and Cheeto, up in raincoats. She doesn't dress. She doesn't have a pig. I do like pigs. But they end up growing big, and it's just
200 pounds.
Yeah. As we hit the year mark for COVID officially in the U.S., we're finding out more and more about who is more susceptible, you know, who fares better, and what we can do to protect ourselves. Some interesting research when it comes to kids and younger people. The CDC looked at 700,000 cases in Americans under 25 across 15 states, and the results were pretty alarming. Non-white people made up most of the cases. In fact, the groups that really get hit hard specifically are Pacific Islanders, Hispanics, and Native American children. They were twice as likely to catch the virus compared to white kids. Experts say this could explain why parents of non-white kids seem to be a bit more hesitant about sending their children back into the classroom.
Hmm. A California stuntman says he soaked in a kiddie pool full of bean dip for 24 hours straight to promote an L.A. restaurant that's been struggling amidst the pandemic. Hunter Ray Barker says Los Toros Mexican restaurant in Chatsworth is one of his favorites, so he hosted a tailgate block party as a fundraiser. But his stunt wasn't just sitting in some bean dip. Barker rolled up his sleeve and got a tattoo of the restaurant's logo.
Whoa.
While taking a load off. Barker says his stunts always edge on this side of absurdity if it can make people laugh. He just says he wants to turn a few more people into lifelong customers of Los Toros.
That is some serious passion for Mexican restaurants.
I will say.
I dig it. Have you ever had a blow to the head, a bad blow to the head, like really bad? You're not going to like this news. Researchers studied almost 15,000 people over the course of 25 years and peoples, and they found suffering just one hard hit to the head, just one, can increase your risk of dementia by a quarter. What's more, this is not good news because I actually had a concussion. Women seem to be more susceptible than men. I was headbutted by a University of Missouri football player back in 1987.
You're kidding.
No, which explains a lot,
male
by the way.
Male or female?
A male. Well, he was a football. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. Gigantic human being. And he thought it was funny.
Oh.
Yeah, he thought it was funny, and I had to go to the hospital. I had a concussion. And I mean, I'm telling you, I've never been the same since.
I have no doubt that that's true. 5:57, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, Frank and Juliet, northbound on 287 as you head up to exit 30 North Maple Avenue up in the Morristown, New Jersey area. Two left lanes are going to be out. Apparently, a tractor trailer went off the roadway around 4 o'clock this morning. An accident investigation is going on now, so you've got those two lanes shut down. Also on the Hutch, southbound coming down to the drawbridge, at least one lane remains closed as you come on into that area with that overturned vehicle and accident, which is still in the process of being cleared. Back to New Jersey on the Jersey Turnpike, northbound the Western Spur right up by MetLife Stadium, a disabled. That's in the left lane. 45, the posted speed limit on the turnpike from 8A up to 14 with fog. It is foggy in a lot of places. Be very careful. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect. The supportive service of Exergen. Accuracy matters. Trade up any non-contact thermometer for a $5 rebate towards an Exergen purchase at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking your temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only home forehead thermometer proven accurate by published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. We have a half hour left to go on the WABC early news. We have more news, more traffic, more sports, more business, and more of Sid Rosenberg exclusively telling you what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid Show.
By the way, do you like the Beatles? Are you a Beatles fan?
I do. I don't get crazed for the Beatles, but I like their music.
Well, sure. It's very exciting news. I bet Cousin Brucey would love this. A series of rarely seen photos of the band are up for auction. They were taken by a guy named Tom Morton during the Beatles concert at Busch Stadium in St. Louis back in August of 1966. Apparently, they had been in the basement for some 50 years, and experts say that they're likely going to go for around $5,000. But very few people have seen these. I guess they made their way out at some point, but then they were just stuffed away.
That's a really impressive thing. How's the weather looking today?
It is looking very nice. We're going to get up to 67 degrees today. Cloudy skies in the morning, and then we'll have some sun peeking out this afternoon. We'll have some rain tonight, unfortunately, but that's going to clear the way for some clouds in the morning tomorrow and sun in the afternoon, high of 63 degrees, which is great because my mother-in-law, Franny, we're celebrating her birthday tomorrow evening at a restaurant in Melville. So I'm excited. Hopefully we'll be sitting outside.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Friday going to be, that's Friday. Saturday and Sunday, 50s, sunny. So, you know, not too bad. A little windy.
Well,
I look forward to telling you more about it at the 6 o'clock hour.
Same.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
This is the Rooster for your morning. This is the 77 WABC Early News. A ton of news that we're going to bring you within the next half hour. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy, and I do actually know how to turn my microphone on, believe it or not.
All evidence to the contrary.
Yes, well, look, who's talking? Deb is following breaking news stories at the news desk, as you just heard. Christian and Gabby are at the controls. Sid is up with sports in a few minutes at 6:15. Here's what everybody's talking about today. Cuomo's sixth accuser. We now know the details, and the governor himself reacts, plus the queen issues a warning. And a famous folk rock band cancels one of their own. Plus, which dogs are more susceptible to cancer? Will your little guy live longer? A new study on dog longevity. And that's going to come up before Sid Sports.
And a current governor, a very prominent current governor, may soon be an ex-governor. We'll tell you about it in just a few minutes. But first, here's Joe Nolan with all the traffic and transit you need to know on the sevens. Hello, Joe.
Well, coming down the hutch right at the drawbridge, that accident's still there. One lane going to be out of service as you come down through that area with an overturned vehicle. All lanes had been closed, remember. Also, in New Jersey, a couple of problems on 287. The one we've been telling you about at exit 30 with the two left lanes out, a tractor trailer off the roadway. That's on the northbound side. And then further north, also northbound 287 getting the eastbound Route 80. That ramp is closed with a vehicle fire. Mass Transit's in pretty good shape. Alternate side again today is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. It's a little foggy out there, so be careful driving. Today we're going to get to a high of about 67. We'll have clouds in the morning. Then they will pretty much part, and we'll have some sun this afternoon, a mix of clouds and sun. Tonight, we're going to have partly cloudy skies and some occasional showers overnight. We're only going to get down to 54, so that means we're probably going to have some balmy temperatures tomorrow, and certainly we will. Friday, 63 degrees with some clouds again in the morning and afternoon sun. Saturday is looking cooler, 50 degrees, big sun. Not too bad on the wind front, but on Sunday we'll have 55 degrees, so it does get a little bit warmer, mostly sunny skies, but the winds will kick up, about 17 miles an hour. And then as we start the work week, we're looking at temperatures in the low 40s, but sun. We may have some rain, possibly snow showers on Tuesday, but that's still a few days away, so don't freak out too much. Right now it is 46 degrees in the city.
Wow. It'll be nice to get some more sunshine whenever it comes.
I cannot agree with you more.
Well, the campaign to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom announces it now has 2,060,000 signatures with one week left until the deadline. 1.5 million verified signatures are required, and as of now, the campaign says they've already verified over 1.8 million signatures through a third-party vendor. If these signatures hold up, as the founders of this campaign claim, then we will see a recall election for California, and Californians will have two options. Do you want to recall the governor? The second option being, who do you want to vote for to be the new governor?
And the sixth woman to accuse Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment is currently working in the executive mansion as we speak. The Times Union of Albany reporting her issue happened late last year after he asked her to come up to his office to help with his cell phone. The unnamed woman says the pair were alone together after he closed the door to his office. She says he reached under her blouse and fondled her. He is denying the allegation, saying it is, quote, gut-wrenching.
Hmm. Well, a purported ancient biblical text, once branded as a fake, may actually be real after all, according to one expert. The Shapira Scrolls were first discovered in 1883, reportedly in a cave near the Dead Sea. Antiquities dealer Wilhelm Shapira argued the ancient Hebrew text was the original Book of Deuteronomy. In a new book, Israeli-American scholar Idan Dershowitz claims the bits of manuscript date back to as early as 957 BC, which, if real, would make them the oldest biblical artifacts known to exist. The scrolls contain an 11th commandment, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart." The scrolls were originally acquired by the British Museum for £1 million, but sold off on the cheap after they were declared a forgery. Their current location is unknown.
Wow, interesting. Well, the Queen has issued something called a three-line whip against royal staff. She will not be beating them, I assure you. It's her way of stopping them, though, from discussing the fallout from the Harry and Meghan interview with Oprah. Insiders say the 94-year-old monarch will reach out to Harry by phone over the next few days, an olive branch, if she hasn't already. Others within St. James and Kensington palaces, which are the headquarters of Prince Charles and Prince William, respectively, say both men are extremely upset by the way Harry and Meghan took their gripes public. Shocker.
Oh, that's for sure. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is setting up a social media platform that he calls a cross between YouTube and Twitter. This site will be called Vocal. V-O-C-L, but it's pronounced vocal. And Lindell says it will let people post without having to walk on eggshells. Lindell, a big supporter of President Trump, was banned from Twitter this year for spreading claims of widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election. He also plans to use his own servers to host the site. Conservative platform Parler was removed from Amazon servers after the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. And just so folks are aware, in case they weren't, MyPillow continues to be a big advertiser with our radio station.
Well, speaking of President Trump, a swing and a miss for the former prez. A New York State court dismissing his defamation suit against the New York Times earlier this week. It was over an opinion essay suggesting there had been a quid pro quo between Trump and Russian officials, so on and so forth. Trump's reelection campaign accused the paper of extreme bias and animosity. The judge, however, disagreed.
Three of President Biden's cabinet nominees are officially on the job after Senate confirmation. Attorney General Merrick Garland, HUD Secretary Marsha Fudge, and EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Garland was a federal judge who was previously nominated to the Supreme Court by former President Obama, but his nomination was blocked.
All right. The CDC's top doc, not happy with the no mask mandates. Dr. Rochelle Walensky says Texas and Mississippi are ignoring the fact that 90% of the country still isn't vaccinated. And speaking of Texas, the city council in the state's capital defying the governor, Austin lawmakers voting to keep its mask mandate in place. On a more positive note, the White House announcing Wednesday it secured another 100 million doses of the single shot J&J vaccine. Great. And the indoor restaurant capacity in New York City is going to 50% March 19th, same day in New Jersey. Also, more results when it comes to which kind of masks are better for blocking COVID. The answer, cotton, better than synthetic.
Well, this is a sort of sports-related story that Sid Rosenberg may want to weigh in on. A bill in the Michigan State Senate calls for transgender high school athletes to play team sports based on their gender at birth. Republican Senator Lana Thies, introduced the legislation yesterday. She says Title IX protects girls' and women's rights to equal opportunity and a level playing field, and then added that girls and women are losing opportunities for titles, records, and scholarships to biologically male athletes.
All right. I know Sid will comment on that, but I also know he'll comment on this one. I used to have a Great Dane Murphy right after I graduated from college. She was amazing. She would sleep in the bed with me. She scared off a stalker. I swear to God.
Wow.
But sadly, she died very young. She was just 7. And I vowed that I would never get another dog, like you said, Sid, right?
Yes.
But then I got Zoe, the French bulldog. I figured smaller would, you know, be better. She died at 6. So, although my husband got her in the divorce, so I tend to wonder about that. But anyway, the debate over which dog is a safer bet as far as longevity has been a fiery one. New research is out. It analyzed nearly 1 million dogs to identify which ones would be at more of a risk for bone cancer, which apparently is devastating for dogs. And it turns out the big ones like Danes and Rottweilers are at a higher risk than the smaller counterparts. It's apparently because of the long legs, elongated skulls that create the higher risk, which I think, I mean, it makes sense. The good news here is don't fret. The findings are expected to help scientists find new osteosarcoma treatments.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm just at that point now where Winnie is my little child, and I can't even take the thought of anything happening to her.
I know. It's terrible.
I know, but she brings so much happiness to us.
I know. That's why I can't do it again. I got 3 pictures of Zeus, Satchmo, and Lucy on my nightstand. Like, my 3 kids, God forbid, died.
Yeah.
And I can't do it again. I just can't do it. As for your transgender thing, I just...
Well, again, it's not my transgender
thing. Well, it's your thing.
It's a bill that's in the Michigan State Senate.
Right.
I
mean, I
have nothing to do with it.
I just tweeted this 2 days ago, how disgusting it is that there are people out there that really believe biological males should be playing sports with females. And I ended my tweet by saying, good luck to the guy who wants to play my daughter in tennis. Good luck to that guy.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What's happening in the world of sports?
All righty. In the real world of sports, where men play against men and women play against women, we'll start with the Rangers back on the ice tonight. They find themselves 7 points behind the Boston Celtics, Frank and Juliet, for the last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. They're running out of time. It's a big game tonight. Now, Panarin is back with the Rangers. That's the good news. I don't think he'll skate tonight, though. Here is Christian Arnold with the latest.
The Breadman is back. Artemi Panarin returned to practice on Wednesday with the New York Rangers. The Rangers star had stepped away from the team for the past 2.5 weeks after unsubstantiated claims out of Russia claimed that Panarin had assaulted an 18-year-old woman in Latvia in 2011. The allegations are considered to be politically motivated due to his open criticism of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Rangers head coach David Quinn was glad to see Panarin back on the ice.
Obviously, he's ready to go physically. He's just been started skating. So, you know, I want to focus on moving forward here. We're excited to have him back. The guys certainly are rejuvenated having him around, and was happy to see him on the ice.
Panarin is considered to be day-to-day and will not play tonight when the Rangers take on the Boston Bruins. I'm Christian Arnold for 77 WABC.
Thank you, Christian. Red Hot Islanders back on home ice as well. They'll host the Devils. NBA second half starts tonight. The Brooklyn Nets, no Kevin Durant, still out with the hamstring injury. No timetable on his return, and no Blake Griffin either. The Nets will host the Boston Celtics and Knickerbockers. Now talking about trade. Trying to improve their basketball team. They're the 5 seed right now. They're in Milwaukee tonight for the Bucks. Major League Baseball, the Mets got some bad news on a guy, maybe the number 2 starter, Carlos Carrasco, a man who survived cancer, COVID. Now he's got an elbow issue. Here's Mets skipper Luis Rojas on the potential number 2 starter for the Mets.
You know, he's experienced some soreness in his elbow right now. You know, apparently coming from the live BP that he threw the other day. Right now, this is nothing too concerning from a medical standpoint. So, you know, it's just going to take a few days off without throwing. And, you know, we expect them to be back maybe by the end of next week facing live batters.
All right. Big East tournament yesterday at Madison Square Garden. Georgetown, Butler, and DePaul all win 4 games today, starting at noon with Villanova taking on Patrick Ewing and Georgetown. The nightcap features DePaul taking on UConn in the game of the day, 3 o'clock at Madison Square Garden. The St. John's Red Storm, my team, taking on Joe Nolan's Seton Hall Pirates. That is game 2 of the 4-game schedule. Sports at 15 and 45. I'm Sid Rosenberg for the WABC Early News.
6:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Well, status quo southbound on the Hutch coming into the drawbridge, a multi-vehicle accident with an overturned vehicle. 2 lanes are out of service. Now, if you're on 287 in New Jersey, northbound at exit 30, that North Maple Avenue tractor trailer, that is still there, ran off the roadway. 2 left lanes are out. There is also an accident investigation with that. And then further north, as you travel out onto 287, getting off at I-80, there's a vehicle fire heading to the eastbound side. Northbound Jersey Turnpike at 18W is stalled. Left lane, that should be gone soon, if not already. And alternate side is in effect. This report is service of Exergen. Trade up to any non-contact thermometer with a $5 rebate towards the Exergen purchase at any retailer. Accuracy matters when taking temperature. Upgrade to Exergen, the only forehead thermometer proven accurate by published clinical studies. Visit Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right, thanks, Joe. Today it is going to be 67 degrees. We'll have clouds in the morning and then partly sunny this afternoon. 54 degrees tonight, so it's not going to get too chilly, but we will have some showers overnight. Friday, 63 degrees with clouds in the morning and sun in the afternoon. Saturday looks sunny, but it's going to be 50 degrees and a little bit of wind, so it's going to probably feel a bit colder. Sunday, 55 degrees, mostly sunny skies, but the winds will kick up to about 17 miles an hour. And by Monday, we should have mostly sunny skies, but we're going down to the 40s. Tuesday, rain or snow showers, unfortunately. Yes, wonderful. Currently, it is 46 degrees in Manhattan.
All right. Well, American Airlines is foregoing more than 13,000 employee furloughs after the House passed the COVID stimulus bill. The massive $2 trillion bill provides payroll support for the airline industry. Company CEO Doug Parker and President Robert Isom released a memo to staff saying last month's furloughs are happily canceled, so you can tear them up. Airlines will see a $15 billion boost and an extension of the payroll support program. Speaking of jobs, the government's report on first-time jobless claims comes out this morning at 8:30 a.m. Analysts expect to hear that 725,000 people filed initial requests for unemployment last week.
All right, Sydney, I know the Real Housewives of New Jersey were on last night.
Very good.
Dolores actually sent me a little message on Instagram. It was very sweet. She must have been listening to the show when I was hosting with Lydia the other day where we were rapping and singing. And she said, very sweet. She said, your voice is as beautiful as you are, or something like
wow.
that. But I thought, you must have been listening to Lydia, because that wasn't my voice. I can assure you of that. But she's very sweet.
She actually was on WWHL afterwards last night.
Oh, yeah?
Watch What's Happening Live.
Oh, cool.
And she was one of the two stars with Andy Cohen. So
cool.
She had a big night.
Good.
Big night.
Good for her.
Yeah. Things
for
are going
her.
Well for her. She's not on my show today, though. Bill O'Reilly will be on the show today. But I got to tell you, last night, every now and then I realize how petty I am. I'm really petty. I really am. I'm pathetic. I am. So my buddy Joe Tacopina, very famous defense mm-hmm. attorney, he calls me, and he's at a restaurant in Brooklyn where I was just at Saturday night. It's called Michael's.
Michael's. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Everybody keeps talking about Michael's.
Everybody. Right. In fact, you guys came up. Michael told me that you're there occasionally.
I'm there all the time.
Yeah, he said occasionally. And Katz and Joe Piscopo go there, I guess. So Tacopina calls me, and he goes, hey, man, I'm at Michael's. I had no idea you come here. And my initial response is, you had no idea I go there. That's my restaurant. When I walk in, I mean, Tom Cruise wouldn't get better treatment. What do you mean you have no idea I go? That's how petty I am. Instead of saying, no, I go every now and then. I love it there. I've been going there for 30 years. I get angry.
But the funny thing is that you will at least admit it.
Yes.
You at least say. This is why if people insult Sid and say that he's an egomaniac and everything,
well,
he can be.
Clearly that's true.
But
he
is incredibly self-deprecating
you,
and can be very insecure. It is this wonderful dichotomy that makes you charming.
Thank you.
That makes me want to punch you sometimes. It makes me want to hug you and cradle you. And
it
if
is
you cut your head.
I love that.
It is that dichotomy that drove him to gambling and drug addiction.
That's true. But it's also that dichotomy that made me a major superstar in New York radio.
That's right.
Now,
God,
here's the difference.
So well.
See, so you've got the same thing. Now, you smile a lot.
No,
you're very cute. You got a great personality. But you got the same ego that I've got.
Here it comes.
Right. But you would never admit
that's true.
That
you're
wait, petty
you're
or
right.
you're right.
right.
So there's a difference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does
why,
you think he does have a big ego?
Oh,
no,
my
absolutely.
God.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's right about that.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're in this industry,
but
you have to.
Yes.
You have to be an egomaniac
exactly.
to deal with some of the flack that we get.
Yes.
You know, because you kind of have to feel good about yourself. But by the same token, you also feel incredibly
but there are some that are not as bad. Like, in other words, Bernard, for example, my partner.
Oh, yeah.
He's not huge on ego.
No,
he's got ego. Don't get crazy. He does. You know, he'll complain every now and then. But he's not huge on ego.
Okay, what does this mean? Because when I used to have that syndicated show, I used to be asked to do all these red carpet things, and I wouldn't go. I hated it. I don't like posing for pictures. I feel like an idiot. I feel like nobody knows me. Why would I do that? I can't stand it.
Really?
And I'm still that way. I still feel like an idiot.
I would have loved to have done that stuff.
I
love the red carpet.
Stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Really
I love the red.
But I just felt cheesy doing
really?
It. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, so you've got some insecurities.
I'm more comfortable wearing jeans and a tank top than
right.
getting, you know,
right.
dressed up and trying to stand there and pose.
Right,
know? It's
right,
not
right.
my thing.
But that doesn't mean that you don't have some ego.
Oh, I have ego. Sure.
You've got ego, right? Who's got the biggest ego at the station?
I mean.
Besides Chad. He's not on the air, but he's got huge ego.
You?
It could be me.
No,
I'm willing to take it.
Is it said? I don't know.
Well, it's not Joan Hamburg.
No.
Well, there,
although she's got plenty of ego. Don't worry.
Ego.
Plenty.
Yeah. I want to think of. Oh, well. I think he might be on with you today.
Levin? Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
I think so.
Yeah, he's got a huge ego.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
That may be the winner right there.
I think it's tough.
Levin is up there.
I don't know. Levin's pretty humble on a person.
He is?
I think. But. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess people can make their own judgments.
Let's make that a poll today, Christian.
No.
The WNBC Early News poll.
I see that only getting us.
If I get a vote, it's Sid.
What if you think it's me?
100%.
All right. Okay.
There is someone else who rivals you, but I think you're.
Who rivals me?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on air.
Oh, I know who. Well,
Curtis?
Is he not there anymore?
Curtis Sliwa?
Yeah, I would say that.
Beats you by a long shot.
I disagree. I think they're neck and neck.
Oh, God. But for the honor of the thing,
right.
I just assume not be considered. All right. So,
Frank, you're a close third. Don't worry.
Thank you. All right. Well, Sid, this was fun.
That was fun.
This was fun.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes, we will. And it's Friday. Friday tomorrow.
Thank goodness.
Woo!
All right. Stay tuned to the Bernie and Sid Show. A ton of great stuff coming up on the Bernie and Sid Show, including, I'm sure, this is a debate that will continue for the next 4 hours. Hey, some good news for at least 7 California prisons. They're reporting that they may have reached herd immunity for COVID-19. Over 70% of inmates at these prisons had the virus throughout the pandemic, and the state has 35 prisons total. So good news for those.
Well,
folks.
Like I said earlier during the 5 o'clock hour, I think a lot more people had it and didn't know they had it, didn't go get tested. And so I think the herd immunity is probably higher than we are reporting. Maybe not necessarily extraordinarily higher, but I think that's still good news. Real quick. Thank you, Oprah. CBS's early show beat its competitors for the first time ever on Monday. GMA and Today Show both getting slammed by, of course, the Harry and Meghan aftermath. You know, Oprah came on. They got 4.8 million viewers tuning in to see the couple's chat broken down by the Big O herself.
The Big O, Oprah. All right, 6:27. This has been a lot of fun. Stay tuned for traffic and transit on the 7s, and
Happy
then Bernie
Thursday.
And Sid.
Happy Friday light.
We'll see you tomorrow.